views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix.
Arizona. Arizona. Brother Mike. Back on the radio. Welcome to Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to your Tuesday spiritual fix. Hey, thank you for tuning in again. Hope you enjoyed the Bible study yesterday on Nebuchadnezzar. We're going to do his grandson today, Belshazzar. He was crazy, wasn't he? Bible study today entitled, The Handwriting is on the Wall. Danger ahead, friend. Would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone real quickly and call somebody and tell them about this Bible study and the radio program? This is information that people have just absolutely got to have. I'm going to make a couple of announcements while you make that call and stall for a minute or two so you can get a hold of somebody so they'll tune in to familyvaluesradio.net. Welcome to the program. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road, and just east of the VA hospital. Really easy to find. Every Sunday night, 6 o'clock, we have a healing and a deliverance service at 6 p.m. on Sunday nights. Please bring someone who's sick and needs prayer. May God richly bless you. If you need counseling services and you cannot afford them, you can now obtain those services for free. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor in Maricopa County for 23 years. If you need counseling, you can call 636-5800, area code 602. 602-636-5800. Very easy number to remember. Call and schedule an appointment for free counseling today if you are a born-again Christian. Only born-again Christians come for counseling. May God richly bless you. FamilyValuesRadio.net. This program's on the internet, of course. All over the world, you can catch it right now. On October 24th at 6 o'clock at the Ramada Inn on Interstate 17, I will see you there for my second spiritual warfare seminar. The first seminar was standing room only. You need to call and register for the seminar. There will not be enough seats to take all the people. October 24th, Friday night, I'll see you this month at the seminar. Don't forget about the website at hardcorechristianity.com, and I will see you Sunday night at the House of Healing. The handwriting is on the wall. Belshazzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, he was sicker and stupider than his grandfather was. This guy was a mess. This is Daniel chapter 5. It's a remarkable story, as you well know. Belshazzar, rejoicing over the great kingdom, Babylon, and all the architecture and the building. By the way, at that time, Babylon, this was a little over 500 years before the birth of Christ. Babylon was without question the Rome of its time. It is the most beautiful city in the world and had the greatest architecture of any city in the world. It really was gorgeous. And the king's palace that Nebuchadnezzar lived in and Belshazzar later was right on the great river Euphrates. It was split in two. There was a long bridge that went across from the palace on the one side of the river to the other side. I mean, the place was spectacular, and it was huge, absolutely huge. It was a beautiful piece of architectural engineering. Belshazzar decides to party on, dude. It says here in verse 1, chapter 5, Daniel, he made a great feast to his lords and his soothsayers and his counselors, and they all came in and they all started to get bombed. They were partying on. It's like we do nowadays. You know, you go to the clubs, you're on ecstasy, you're pounding down the hooch, you're hammering away, you're getting bombed, you're getting blitzed, you're getting polluted. Exact same thing happened back then. People are no different then than they are now. People have not changed over the years. But he gets so drunk, what he does, he tells them to go to the storage unit in the castle and get the golden vessels of gold and silver and the vessels that were dedicated to Jehovah or Yahweh, the great God of the Hebrews, that they had taken from the temple in Jerusalem when they overran Jerusalem and made them captive 70 years earlier. So he's drinking booze and hooch and liquor and beer and so on out of these dedicated vessels to Jehovah. Well, that was a direct challenge to Jehovah, a direct slap in the face, and something happened, like it happened to his grandfather. He should never have done it. Suddenly, in verse 5, in the same hour came forth fingers of a man hand writing over against the wall behind the candlestick. They saw the part of the hand that was writing. And then it says the king goes into a panic attack. Have you ever been so scared your body was panicking? Has that ever happened to you? That happens a lot if you have demons. If you have fear demons, you'll have what we call phobias, anxiety disorders, anxiety attacks, panic attacks. They come out of nowhere. Actually, they're coming from the demons. The demons get inside your body, and they cause these panic attacks, and they come along many times for no reason. Well, this king, the king Belshazzar, was chock full of demons, and he had a reason to be scared. Verse 6, then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loose, and his knees were banging together. Oh, that ain't good. Then the king called all of his astrologers and soothsayers and said, anybody who can interpret this language on the wall, I'll make them rich and make them a great ruler, and so on. Now, this language that was written on the wall was not discernible. It was not Chaldean. It was not Hebrew. It was some unknown, possibly a heavenly type of language, and it had to be interpreted. Well, none of the soothsayers or astrologers could interpret it, but the queen comes to him and says, hey, I know a guy who's got the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. If you're sick and you're ill, and what you're going to do is you're going to run through your normal ministers, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, Sunday school teachers, and you're going to ask these people to pray for you. But you're not going to get healed. You've had everybody from soup to nuts pray for you. You've had everybody from King to Kong pray for you. You're still sick. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be hunting for somebody who's got the Holy Ghost. That's exactly what happened here. The queen said, hey, I know that there's somebody in the kingdom who's got the Holy Ghost, in whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. That's verse 11. Well, they ran and got Daniel, who was very famous at that time, and everybody knew who he was. And he came by, and the king said to him, if you'll interpret this language for me, I will give you gold and silver and women and gifts and authority and ruler. I'll just give you, you know, kind of whatever you want. I just need this thing interpreted. Daniel says something in verse 17 that's unbelievable. He says, let thy gifts be to thyself and give thy rewards to another. But I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. Now, Daniel wouldn't have made a very good TV preacher, would he? No, he would have been struggling. Yes, sir. See, if you're a TV preacher, what you got to do is clean everybody out of their money so you can buy luxury cars and mansions. Duh. Daniel would not have fit in with the day's lot of TV preachers, would he? No. In fact, no true man of God fits in with the crazy preachers on television, driving Bentleys, limousines, driving around with everybody in the family got a mansion, you know, one of those deals. Anyway, Daniel says, I just want to serve the Lord, and I'm just going to do the right thing. You keep your gifts to yourself. So it says, Daniel goes through a prophecy to him, and he explains to him that you got a bad problem, Belshazzar. You're a sinner, and you're arrogant, and you're proud, and you're spiritually stupid, and you will not humble yourself before Jehovah, the great God of the Hebrews. And because of that, because you won't do that, you're finished. Your kingdom's over with. It's over. Then he looks at the supernatural writing on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And he interprets it for him. And of course, that means numbered, found wanting, and divided. And we know from secular history that this actually happens. The Medes and the Persians overran the Babylonians. They had been fighting for years before this. And that later on that night, Belshazzar was murdered, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom. Now, here's something interesting about this particular situation, Darius was not his name. That was a title. And the Mede was also a title, meaning he was part of that race. But his real name was Astyages, and that is outlined in the book, writings of Josephus in book chapter 10 and in chapter 11. In book 10 and in chapter 11, you can read about this person. But in the Bible, he's called Darius the Mede. But that actually was not his real name, was Astyages. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It says, in this story, you'll notice that the soothsayers and the astrologers could not interpret the supernatural handwriting on the wall. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. They could not interpret it. Why? Because they didn't have the Holy Ghost. That night when Belshazzar was killed, it ended 70 years of captivity for the Jews under the Babylonians. They then went into the captivity under the Medes and Persians. And of course, from secular history, we know that the Persians eventually overran the Medes. They became the dominant nationality, the dominant race. What's this story got to do with you in the 21st century? It's got everything to do with you, friend. You have been living a compromising Christian life, and you live different on Sunday than you do on Monday when you go to work. And today, when you go to work, you will live differently than you do on Sunday. You live differently as a Christian at church than you do as a Christian at home with your family. You've got to understand something. When you compromise your Christian life, when you compromise, and Daniel would not compromise, he would not interpret the vision because he was being paid by secular means. He would not compromise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the previous chapter refused to compromise their worship and would not worship Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. When you compromise your Christianity, you open the door to demons, and they get into your family tree, and then they start filtering down, and suddenly things start to go bad. People start getting sick. People become mentally ill. People become emotionally ill. People become financially destitute. Hard times start to rake through the family when you compromise your Christianity and you open the door to the devil. You need to be delivered from the devil today. You can get delivered. I see 2 to 6 people a day healed at the House of Healing. 602-636-5800. You need to make that call now so you can be healed. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. 636-5800. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.